Hey guys, welcome back.
We're back.
We're over here discussing certain things on the site. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news. Give me camera, center camera, please. Giving the world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day on the Purple Sticks. Had a few of these go out the door last couple days. You guys have noticed. Everybody's been stocking up on them, and I made another one here. I found an old, barely see it. It's an old Health Master shaker, one of the original ones we did, and it still works. It didn't leak all over me.
I like my little swisher thing, but you know, I had to use a shaker today. It worked okay.
Long you the right you lid mismatched is the problem. You took one of my old lids with the old shaker, and you tried to mate them together.
Yeah, I got to start off with a story.
Would you
not
going
to be the one you think I'm going to start?
Don't.
No,
do
I'm not going
to
bring it up. I'm going to talk about Christy Nome in a minute, but I know you guys want to hear about this.
No, I don't.
Oracle's Larry Ellison. Basically, the end of last year was worth $400 billion.
400 with a B.
Yeah. And then basically, in the late 2025, market corrections hit. And in 2026, he's still worth about $200 billion now, depending on who you look at. And, you know, he's super unbelievably wealthy. And he basically is in good shape. And the reality is he just laid off 30,000 Oracle workers.
Woo.
Globally. I mean, you know, now I got to ask you a question. How much money's enough? I mean, you're going to lay off all these people, and it was like overnight. You're fired tomorrow. You know, no pensions, no stock options. He took it all. I mean, just gone. You're bye. Good night. Goodbye. I need more free air, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, the thing that bothers me is you read about these guys and how cutthroat they are, and how they don't care. And you would think that, you know, he's pushing 80 years old, I guess, and you would think that just maybe. He'd figure he ain't going to spend all that money. Maybe Austin, but, you know, it's the greed. That's why the Bible says, and Jesus said, it is the love of money, the greed, the avarice that is the root of all evil. And I think he's a pretty good example of that. It's kind of sad, but it's actually very, very, very true. So I don't know. We'll see what happens as the story progresses.
Yeah, I'm curious. I actually had an article here I was going to pull up, but I don't know where it just went. Well, a lot of these companies, though, now, a lot of these companies are laying off individuals just because market's been weird. I think the Jews or Israel are using Trump to intentionally wreck the economy again.
Well,
it's starting to get pretty obvious now. This is no longer about just controlling Iran. This is about ruining the entire markets and basically recorrecting everything.
Dave texted me this morning. He sent me a very unique video from this lady that was pure fear porn.
Yeah.
No, I mean, she's sitting there and she's talking about how the end of the world's upon us.
Oh, yeah.
And how we're going to get raptured, which isn't going to happen. And how these entities from these other dimensions are going to come in and hunt us. And how our guns won't help. Okay, let me stop here for a second. Let me just stop with all this. Don't watch stuff like that.
No, it's total fear porn.
It's pure fear porn, okay?
Let me explain. People have been doing that for decades.
Okay, you know, and now we've got... We're saying that there are human hybrid aliens that are running around the planet. That's been going on since Genesis.
That's what I was about to say. They're pretty clear about that, Genesis.
That's, you know, this is not this. Everybody, and then somebody says it, and everybody goes into this free fall panic, right? The truth of the matter is, we are bought at a price. We are sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. Now, let me say something to you, and I'm going to be just real kind of, you know, I guess a little bit more abrasive than normal, I guess, according to some of you. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you got a mess going on. Yeah, you got no hope. And I'm just letting you know that right now, because he is the creator and the finisher of the universe, and it's through his blood that we're sanctified. And a lot of people put out this fear porn. They claim to be Christians. Well, the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. And it says, who by worrying is going to add a single moment to their life? The truth is, you know, God's in control. You know, Satan's basically on a, you know, on a leash, so to speak, like Carl Strader used to say. We'd call it rules of engagement, like we did in Angel Wars. And when he breaches those rules of engagement, you know, God steps in and does things. Now, can it get real bad? Well, Donald Trump's kind of making sure it's getting real bad, you know, with what he did with the tariffs. That all started this mess. The cost of stuff has gone through the roof.
You know, it's funny.
And now they're ruled illegal, but tariffs still being
applied. Well, but they don't know how to charge them, and they're not charging them. You know, it's funny. I pulled up some old articles, some, you know, stuff from 7-8 months ago, and he's going into detail how the tariffs are going to remove income tax. It's going to abolish IRS. He said this, by the way, verbatim. I pull the articles up. You guys want to see the receipts. And then he goes, and he goes, well, now everybody's going to get thousands of dollars in rebate checks back from the tariffs they were taking. Oh, and we're capping all the credit cards at 10% interest right now.
That really happened, didn't it?
Do you guys not realize that everybody's getting played as far as in this administration? Nothing that they say is true. Nothing
lies.
They say is even remotely accurate. It's designed to keep people on the brink of tiny little bit of, oh, whoops, oh, yay, that's going to happen, and then they do something different. So, again, as I always say, that means you need to focus on the things you can actually change make a difference in, because don't listen to this crap when people start putting some stupid stuff out there. First off, this isn't going to be the end of the United States. It's not. The United States is still the central reserve U.S. dollar of the entire world. It's the world reserve currency. It's going to hold off as long as they can milk it, as long as they can. And it still hasn't been completely milked yet, I can tell you that.
Well, now they're saying that the straits are being opened for certain ships that are paying a Chinese yuan.
Yeah,
They're not paying in petrodollars anymore. They're paying Chinese currency, which that could happen too. But another broadcaster who's nationally known has come out and now said that Donald Trump basically is in failing health and he needs to be replaced and basically triaged, that he's making so many bad mistakes. Well, you know, Joe Biden was the same way. You got to remember, Trump's not making these decisions.
No, zero.
Benjamin Netanyahu's making these decisions. You know, whether you want to believe that or not, you know, just do some research. And if I'm wrong, tell me, because I know I'm not. And so remember, they've got to get Trump, you know, on a back burner somewhere, because the midterm elections are coming up pretty fast. And quite at this point, a lot of Republicans are quitting because they don't even want to.
Like over 50 Republicans, if you look down.
I don't know.
Quit early.
But
52.
Well, the problem is that they realize that this is a bloodletting, that they're going to probably get beaten. You know, and look at the one girl he was hammering and hammering and hammering, and she finally just quit.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, and she was one of his biggest advocates. Now, so there's this podcaster's coming out and just telling everybody that Trump basically is, you know, losing it mentally. Now, let me explain something to you. He drinks a gallon of diet sodas a day. Let's step it back a notch. I told you guys, you know, 10 years ago that Donald Trump was not fit for the presidency of the United States simply because, you know, of his diet sodas. But the fact that he was running against Hillary Clinton made it so. What do we have a choice on here, Hillary or him? You know, the witch of Benghazi.
There was no choice.
There was no choice. And the problem is that, you know, you cause lesions in the brain when you drink diet sodas. The aspartic acid eats holes in your brain. So his cognitive debilitation is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And we see that. Now he's got, you know, his hands are always bruised. He's probably on different types of blood thinners. He's got swelling of the ankles. That means he's got some issues probably with his heart. This list just goes on and on and on. I mean, he doesn't take care of himself. He's overweight. And he's got to be an unbelievable stress.
Well, cortisol, too, has got to be.
Well, he's got to really think he's in charge. You know, he probably is that egocentric driven that he thinks he really is in charge, but he's being told what to do. Also, one other thing you got to remember, they've got to take him off center stage the best they can. You know, when this podcaster going after him like this, they want to blow him off center stage, because here's why. The Epstein files are not going away, contrary to popular belief. Nobody's forgetting this, okay? And the problem with that is there's 47,000 redacted pages, and Trump's mentioned thousands and thousands of times in the Epstein files. So there's a real direct correlation to him and Epstein. Now, it's because they were best buddies. So they don't want that revelation and that information coming out while Trump's in office, period. They don't want that. And they're probably trying to not just completely destroy his legacy because of all the things that he's done, because they're naming airports after him down in Palm Beach.
Here's the factor that I think is they're concerned about. Trump, sometimes, if you notice, and this is very confirmed by his rants on Twitter and stuff, he gets really volatile sometimes, and he runs his mouth. And I think what they're concerned about is if they really do go scorched earth on him and release a lot of this stuff on Epstein, if he actually is going down with the ship, he's going to start dumping all kinds of stuff out on everybody else, too.
He was dancing with a sword the other day.
Well, you're missing my point.
I'm not missing the point.
He's volatile. He starts going, I was involved in this. You all know Hilton's involved in this? Everybody's involved in this.
The point is he's dancing with a sword from a Marine Corps officer on the stage, slinging it around.
Okay.
No, and he was doing that. And you know, and the sad part about it is that shows you how unpredictable he is.
Yeah,
that's why I made that comment.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, nobody knows what to do with him at this point.
Yeah,
because you know he's a bully.
Yeah,
he's a big guy. He's a big mouth New Yorker, and he likes to have his own way, and likes to force people to have his own way. And you know, and there's all kinds of quotes about his mom saying he should never be in politics. Now, whether those quotes are true or not, I don't know. We're basically being told those aren't true anymore, but it doesn't matter.
Anyways,
but the point is this: like Austin said a few minutes ago, focus on what you can change.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
There you go.
Period. You know, use your purple sticks instead of drinking coffee. Get your cortisol cut down. Do the best you can to avoid excessive travel right now, especially with the fuel prices like they are. It really bites into the budget really hard. Do your best not to use their 10% credit cards. Yeah. It's 28%.
I said this when they came out. I said, if they do this, that right there will single-handedly pull the economy up. Because what happens is people that are making payments on these cards, even if they've got $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in credit card debt, you can actually start paying some principal. At 30% interest on a $30,000 credit card, the minimum payments on it, you're literally paying the interest.
You remember Hitler back in the 30s, started using debt-free loans.
He banned usury.
He banned it. So he kept the banking systems intact, but he basically took them over and banned interest. And so everybody was able to do you basically, imagine this. You got a 10, 12% house mortgage right now. You know, the first 20 years of the mortgage, you don't pay any principal, you pay all interest. How about you just cut all that junk out and you start paying the house off?
Imagine even going down, 0.9% interest.
How about 0%?
Yeah. I remember that.
How about they charge a loan origination fee?
Yeah.
One fee up front to cover the cost of the banking system that pays the cost of this. That's it. And leave the rest of it alone.
I remember back in the day when I financed that side-by-side years ago. One thing I did do was smart with it, though, because I did listen to people around me that are smart. I had finances. I had really good credit back in the day. And they had a special on if you financed it for 36 months, you got it for 3.6% interest. And what happened was, I remember what I did was I just started doubling payments on it every single month. Mm-hmm. And then when it got closer down, I started tripling payments on it, and the thing was paid off in a little over a year. Mm-hmm. And the interest I paid on 3% on that note was actually, it was much at all. When you start looking at this, Dave, we've got to, make sure we reduce inflation. We've got to push mortgages, 8-9%. Car loans need to be 10%. When you start looking at just those percentages, how much it takes, and then you start looking at these credit cards that are 28% interest, it is obscene on how much money the banks make.
It's the rule of 72. That money on a 28% interest card doubles itself every 3 years. It's actually more than that. So you literally, if you're making minimum payments, you never pay.
Three years. I think it's 3 or 4 years it doubles. If you're just paying interest on it.
Well, 15% of your 15% it doubles itself in a little over 3 years. So it's about 18%.
Yeah.
It doubles itself in 3 years. But just real quick for a little bit of bubblegum for the brain. Christy Noem's husband's a cross-dresser. There we go. I said it. Now, that would explain why he's watching her in the back of the airplane, apparently with some staff member in the bedroom area of the plane they're on. Now, let's just stop for a second. Where in the world do they find these people, and how in the world do they – didn't anybody in the federal government run a background check on Christy Noem and realize that her husband was sending out these crazy pictures of himself, dressed in drag? And
DHS scrubs everything online. They watch everything on the internet.
No, they knew
they dragnet. We saw that with Snowden. Well, they dragnet the entire internet.
Well, now, and they don't get. Let me stop for a second, okay? I don't care what he does. I don't really care. I don't know the guy. I'm not associating with him. But really, he's doing this on these porn sites and sending out pictures of himself in drag. And now, let me say something to you again. Every single picture you send out online, in fact, every single picture that you keep on your phone and every single picture that you have basically in your cloud is accessible, period.
Oh, yeah.
And, people can look at them. And so remember that. Don't be sending out stuff like this. I mean, you got to be at a different level of dumb. Dress up and drag and send a bunch of doggone pictures out.
But then, do you really think he cared? We had Richard Levine as the health secretary. Richard Levine, full-blown cross-dressing pervert.
Yeah,
I mean, the government's a circus show. It's a clown show. But good news is, I'm covering this. More people are listening now. Well, not just the 96% of the Dirty Dozen U.S. produce contains pesticides. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes. Vaccine coverage is dropping among young children. All across the country.
It's plummeting. And that's
dropping
and
fast.
That's why the boys that breathe the free air that are making hundreds of billions of dollars a year on vaccines and injections.
They're having a fit with Robert F. Kennedy.
They're having a conniption fit. Because what started all this stuff? McKenzie said this to us. It's the doggone COVID shots. People started realizing, what are they injecting us with? They won't tell us what they are.
We started seeing friends that were young, healthy adults, no health issues, suddenly, bam, I got pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. We don't even drink. I don't know, dude. I've got prostate cancer at 30 years old. I start seeing some of the wildest things of people I knew that took that shot. And you're exactly right. People started waking up and going, why are we being told we have to take an experimental shot that's technically a medical apparatus, a medical device injected into us against our will? Does vaccine coverage for children by the age of 2 has significantly declined for 8 vaccines, according to the CDC? They're saying now the first group, the children were born in 2019 and 2020, and the second group, they're born in 21, 22, after the COVID thing basically took place. Listen to this. Among the second group, the ones born in 21 and 22, vaccine coverage has declined by the time the children turns 2 compared to the earlier cohort. The sharpest decline is against influenza, which declined 7.4% to 53% dropped in some cases. The rotavirus, which has now declined up to 74%. The pneumococcal disease, up to 80.5%. The influenza vaccine coverage has plummeted in recent years with a 12% drop since 2020. These are huge numbers, guys. And here's the crazy part about it. Why aren't we seeing everybody drop dead with these diseases? Oh, my gosh. Pandemic again. Whole countries dying from the flu. No, you haven't heard that because they can't make that happen because they only had the ability to do it with, in my opinion, I think the COVID shot was the bioweapon. That was the entire aspect of what they wanted people to get. They wanted people to have it injected. It says coverage has declined for many vaccines all the way up to kindergartners, as the CDC said its most recent paper in the summer of 2025. This is why the pharmaceutical industrial complex is so unbelievably mad right now, because they want to get their profits back up to par, because they turn into greedy little slugs like they are during COVID with hundreds of billions in profit in aggregate. Also, too, another study comes out and highlights how drinking more than one cup of soda is linked to fatty liver disease now. One cup a day. One. Uno. Ein. One cup.
Nix zwei, door eins.
Study of 124,000 people. 124,000 people found that drinking one daily serving of sweetened beverage, basically primarily soda, increased the risk of liver disease, known as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease or metabolic dysfunction. The condition involves fat buildup in the liver, where it causes inflammation, pain, fatigue, and loss of appetite. You know, I told you guys, sodas are probably one of the worst things you can put in your body, in my opinion.
Number 5 of my top 10 list of foods never to eat.
It's funny, because what's crazy about this is the entire category, not related to even alcohol. Alcohol is already toxic on the liver. We already know that. But as we're seeing now, this high fructose corn syrup, especially the 55 and 65% high fructose corn syrup, in my opinion, I think it's as bad on the liver as alcohol, if not worse, depending on what type of alcohol you're talking about. And yet, soda is the number one purchased item on SNAP purchases in the entire country on food stamps. Number one purchase. One cup a day increases your risk of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
You know, every time I go to Walmart,
I know what you're about to say.
I see things I don't want to see. I cease to have hope in a lot of humanity, okay? And I sit back and I watch the people walking out of Walmart and people going into Walmart, and they get in their little carts because they're so big they can't walk. And I ask myself a question. How has it gotten like this? It's the marketing. And now let's look at another one. We covered this study last year when it came out, and now it's hitting the mainstream media. Alcohol and cancer risk, what you need to know.
Yeah.
Here's what it says. There is no level of alcohol consumption labeled as safe with regard to cancer risk, not any level. But the risk is not all or nothing. The less alcohol you drink, the more lower your cancer risk. Alcohol is linked to at least 7 types of cancer, including breast, colorectal, liver, throat. Alcohol can lead to cancer by damaging DNA, disrupting hormones, or creating unstable free radicals and damaged cells. You take steps to cut back and quit alcohol. Start by keeping track of how much you drink. That's sad. You have to keep track of how much you drink. Are you drinking that much? You got to keep track of it? That's awful. Then find ways to develop new habits, such as non-drinking, don't drink alcoholic beverages. Finding support, replacing the habit with something new and something healthy. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me, Austin, that alcohol is my top 10, number 10 on my top 10 list. And you've said this before. I've never heard anybody say, my life was going, you know, terrible, and then I started drinking and everything became great. It doesn't work that way, because it's the exact opposite of that. And I'm telling you, alcohol is a major deal, you know, and I'm going to say this to you, and I'm just going to be real direct again here because you guys asked me about dating stuff on the show. If you're going out on a date and you don't drink, don't buy the date that you have just met alcohol. John had that happen to him the other day.
Oh, did he?
Last year, he went out with this girl, never met her before. She ordered three or four, those, what do you call it, those the martini things. What
are martinis?
They called? What, they have vodka or something in them?
What's martinis? Vodka.
No, it's
espresso martini?
Yeah.
It's espresso and vodka.
$25 a pop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so it was like she hammered four
of them?
Four of them, like
she'd
1 hour.
She'd be yacked up. No, I'm espresso.
$100 bill.
Yeah.
And then she said, told John, I got to go, and staggered out the door.
Next party, next date.
Don't do it. Just tell them before you go on a date, I don't buy alcohol. You go, well, they may not go out with you. It's probably good for your body, your pocketbook, and your life.
It'll save you a lot of money.
Yeah.
Another thing, if you have an issue with it and you're working on it, the biggest thing that I always recommend people got to start doing is you got to start looking at your blood sugar. A lot of times, if you can get your blood sugar down, you can get your cravings down as far as with that. And two things that really, really help out with that are the cinnamon extract and the 5-HTP and the B-complex. Three things on that. The reason why the cinnamon extract helps out with the blood sugar, the B-complex feeds your brains. Remember, alcohol strips nutrients from your body. I mean, it's like...
Especially magnesium.
Magnesium, B vitamins. I mean, it strips. It's like putting shellac on a wood. I mean, it just strips everything out. That's when you start having muscle cramps. You start having heart problems. You start having all these headaches. You're having high blood pressure. So make sure if you're coming off of it or you're trying to cut back on it, make sure you're taking a lot of B vitamins, a lot of cinnamon extract to get your blood sugar stabilized, and the 5-HTP help your body get your serotonin levels back in range so you can balance it out and you can basically get your body clean back out. Because it's not hard to detox your body off just about anything, but you've got to be consistent with it. You can't just go, well, I've been good. I haven't drank in 2 days. I'm going to go drink. It doesn't work like that. It takes your body about 3 days just to get back to homeostasis after you drink one time.
You've
got to let your body detox out, clear out, and then rebuild it back up and get your serotonin, your B-complex, your neuroreceptors, and your gut health. People don't talk about this, but alcohol completely wipes out gut microbe. Wipes it out. I mean, you put alcohol and probiotics. I mean, nothing lives. That's why you swab it down with alcohol before they give you a shot. So you need to make sure you're taking the probiotics to get the gut brain connection back in check and get that good bacteria back in your body. So those things you can do if you've been working on that, you want to cut out the alcohol and detox out of it.
And if you're going to college or you're a kid, really watch out for fraternities.
Woo.
Derek, you talk about
them. Stay at home the first 2 years of college.
Yeah, just stay at home.
I can't tell. I had a friend of mine. I don't remember if I told you this. He grew up. I went to church with him. I knew him a little bit in high school days. He went to Florida State. Came back to Florida State after 2 years. Came down, party with his friends down here in Central Florida, got so drunk, got on I-4, going the opposite direction, hit somebody, killed them. 10 years, alcohol-related manslaughter. Still in prison right now. Still in prison.
Terrible story.
Horrible story. One bad decision, ruined his life.
Well, you know, Florida State, I remember we used to have the parties there are unbelievable.
It's like number two, number three party state in the whole state of Florida.
You know, and I remember, I was raised in a bar. I saw no interest in alcohol at all. I wanted to stay away from it because I saw the horrors of it. And, you know, you think, well, I could have gone the other way. You could have liked alcohol. Yeah, I could have, but it didn't. I don't like alcohol. And the crazy part about it is that you don't realize how bad it is for you until you see how the people act. I've got a friend of mine. I've known him for years. And he had a problem one night. He had a dog on. He drinks beer or drinks alcohol all the time. Now, I don't hang out with him socially, but I know him. And all of a sudden, they decided to put him on beta blockers. Oof. I'm telling you a story here. And you know,
and it says, do not mix alcohol.
Well, what I did is he started having all these health problems. And he started shaking like this. I mean, it was his lips were blue. I mean, he couldn't even talk. He couldn't even complete sentences. And I told him, I said, dude, you can't be mixing alcohol with beta blockers. And then I sent him a bunch of studies on it. And whether he listened or not, I don't know. But the point is that he started drinking real heavy in college in a frat house. And he's still friends with the frat people. And they still go on vacation together. And they still all go get drunk. I remember years ago, I was up at a football game at Florida State with him. And one of the frat guys was there with him. And the guy was so drunk. I mean, this guy's in his 50s. And he's so drunk, he can't even walk. He's and he's got a big mouth. God, I can't stand people get drunk and get big mouths. And, well, we almost had to come to Jesus meeting in the stadium, but that's another story. But the point is, you know, just stay away from alcohol. Stay away from the. Stay away from people who get drunk all the time.
The biggest thing that you got to look at is if you have been drinking and you're reducing your consumption on it, you got to watch your cortisol levels. Your cortisol levels are going to go through the roof. A lot of people don't realize this. I'm going to cover this right now. So this is a topic that nobody discusses. Alcohol consumption acts as an enormous stressor on the body, causing the HPA axis to trigger insane amounts of cortisol.
I did not know that.
The body's primary stress hormone. While initially sedative, alcohol creates a cycle of high anxiety, poor sleep, and increased stress by maintaining elevated levels of cortisol for multiple days after drinking.
Is that why people sometimes get drunk and they get really mean?
Yes.
Because that'll make them agitated.
And it's also, too, why a lot of people are unbelievably mean when they're hungover. Because that cortisol is through the roof. And what happens is alcohol has a decrease of cortisol when you first consume it. So the only way to get the cortisol back down is to drink more alcohol the next day, which drops it initially, and then you have a bigger spike the next day. So what happens, you start operating on this unbelievably high level of cortisol. That is my theory. And a lot of other people's theories on one of the reasons why alcohol ages you so quickly, not just the neurotoxic factors or the liver toxic factors, it's because your cortisol goes almost exponential, goes like 4 or 5 times up what it normally is over base level. And so your body's in this elevated level of cortisol all the time. And that's why it breaks down your joints, it breaks down your liver, it breaks down everything.
Well, you die so young. By the way, fish oil, DHA ratios, brain health, and vision. This is what we talked about this the other day. We're finding out that omega-3s are an amazing family of fats that our bodies can't make efficiently on their own.
Yeah.
Long used for general heart and inflammation support, research shows that formulated with heavy emphasis on the omega-3s, plus targeted eye nutrients that can support brain structure, cognitive performance, memory, attention, and eye retinal health. Maybe that's why I'm not using glasses anymore, which is laying right here. Most people get very little DHA for their modern diet, especially with a high intake of processed seed oils, the omega-6s. But, you know, what's interesting about this is when you start looking at it, you start realizing that if you take this along with the eye support that we have, you can really start building membranes back and building the retina back and really start feeling good again. Improvements in memory performance, including episodic memory, working memory, and delayed recall. Faster attention and quicker processing speed. Particularly noticeable memory gains in healthy older adults or those with lower dietary fish oil intake. Benefits for cognitive function in people who have suboptimal omega-3 status and associations with better brain structure, larger hippocampal volumes, greater white matter, healthier retinas, cortex thickness, modest but consistent effects on multiple randomized trials and randomized things. What's funny about this, these different types of compounds like this and the carotenoids and, you know, and the stuff that we have at the eye support, they help the body to filter blue light, reduce oxidative stress, support visual performance in high screen environments. And this matters because the retina is not separate from the brain. It is an extension of the brain. It's connected together, by the way. It's good we have it because there's an optic nerve. DHA provides structural support to retinal cells, while lutein provides protective and performance-enhancing effects. A landmark trial in its long-term follow-up showed that lutein can safely support eye health and help slow progression towards advanced age-related macular degeneration in certain populations, particularly those with lower dietary intake of lutein and also omega-3 fats. And so, you know, but make sure on your omega-3 fats that the stuff that you buy is not from China and it's loaded with lead.
That's exactly right.
And mercury. I'm telling you, you can have real bad heavy metal concentration in these fish. So be real, real, real careful with it. Make sure it's all been tested. All of our basically the omega-3 fats are basically heavy metal tested. We don't put that stuff on the market. And so they're clear.
We have a lot of options. You guys want to look up. We have children's cod, which is great. My kids love it.
Kids need it.
So that's a huge one. Because remember, a lot of times children's diet is pretty void in omega-3s. I mean, my kids eat eggs and a few other things, but in most cases, their diets just aren't high in omega-3s. So make sure they're getting it. We have the cod liquid strawberry, and then we have it in these little soft gels that you can chew on. And Stetson loves them. I mean, I give them to him now as a positive reinforcement. When he doesn't break things, he's actually behaving, I give him the cod, and he loves them. So it's helping me keep my house from getting ripped to shreds. I'm just kidding. He's a good kid. He's just, I got one with him. He's something else.
He was in the side-by-side yesterday.
No, of course he was.
Honda, right?
He's already trying to figure out it. He's trying to figure out how to drive it now.
Yeah. And he's climbing around. It's like I opened the door. He goes, Mom! Closed door, you know. Yeah. He wants to close the door. So he wants to be in it, in control. So then he's climbing over to the back. He goes, let me help you. No, I got it. You know, and I'm watching him going, Okay, this kid's going to be a handful, boy. And finally, I looked at your wife because, you know, we're loading a bunch of stuff up in the trailer. And I said, can I leave him in the slide-by-side by himself? Yeah. She goes, oh, yeah, he's fine. I'm climbing all over it.
Just pull the key out.
Pulling the trailer behind it.
Yeah, just running off on it. Then also, too, for adults, we have the omega-3s. And, yes, I know, the Ultra Omega-3 Fish Oil, it's been on back order for about 3 weeks from our manufacturer. That is the 5-to-1 DHA EPA concentrates high levels of DHA. This is also the one that we always put all of our pregnant customers on as far as our women when they get pregnant. This is the one you go to because DHA is really, really, really important when you're pregnant. I mean, like, crucial. EPA is obviously an important part of the omega-3, but DHA is mandatory.
And one more really, really important hint for everybody right now. Don't come to Orlando with spring break in Easter.
Oh, my God.
I got stuck in the traffic yesterday, and I was like, you've got to be kidding
me. And if you do, make sure you're taking a lot of omega-3 and 5-HTP because your cortisol is going to be up when you get down.
Don't forget your B-complex. I've never seen it that bad before. It was awful yesterday.
I feel like the other day I was out there. I'm going there this weekend for an Easter thing with the kids, and I'm like, I feel like the entire world has descended upon Central Florida over the last couple of weeks. And I don't think that's much very exaggerative at all. Like, it's just like the whole world descended upon
us. And my whole response is, these people are paying $6 a gallon for diesel fuel. How in the world are you getting down
here? I said, where are all these people going? There's like stop and go traffic. And I'm like, who's paying for this? It's 1 p.m. None of you guys have jobs or things to do?
Well, that reunion, that area over there, has gotten to be a giant traffic nightmare right there by Celebration. It's awful. Oh, by the way, Germany's finally tightening up a little bit. The AfD, which they say is the neo-Nazi party in Germany. Remember the last election, they had several other people get killed before the election. They were murdered.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The party says
IEDs all of a sudden.
Because you got to remember, Germany is still an occupied country. It's still occupied since World War II. Now, it really shouldn't be occupied, but it is. But the AfD party is calling for a complete withdrawal of all U.S. soldiers from Germany. I'm going to say this.
I mean, how long is long enough?
Well, 80 years is not long enough. Yeah. Yeah, but so
they got to make sure they dust the Nazi off occasionally.
Well, but you got to remember something, though. You know, the United States uses, you know, the Air Force, the bases over there for in and out of the Middle East and everything else. And since Germany basically is, they want to make sure everybody is completely subservient there, they're not going to leave there without a fight. They're not going to do it. You know, they're going to keep killing the AfD. Whoever is doing this, you know, candidates, and telling everybody that if they support AfD, they're a neo-Nazi.
Well, when are the candidates all of a sudden, you know, IED clacks off on his car when he starts it up, and they go, oh, it was a faulty starter. Whoopsie.
You know, incinerates him.
Okay, come on, guys. I mean, you guys obviously know what's going on here.
Well, no, but
where do we go with this?
Well, I'm jumping around a little bit.
I got some more health stuff to cover hopscotch.
Because what I'm trying to do, and sometimes I do it better than other days, is I try to make it so the show keeps people entertained so they never know what we're going to say. So they're going to say, what's he going to say next? Okay, where's this going next? Okay, well, that's funny. He's a cross-dresser? Ugh, that's awful, okay? So we're trying, shouldn't do this on a date, don't buy alcohol. So what I'm trying to do is make it so it's more entertaining than just news, because quite frankly, the news is pretty depressing.
I like real health research. Oh, new report now. At the University of South Wales, they have confirmed that nicotine-based e-cigarettes definitely cause lung cancer and oral cancer. Surprise, surprise, directly linked it now. They said the findings may alarm millions of young people from high school to college, professional world. They examined human studies, animal experience, lab tests, and together they found signs that vaping does damage your DNA, cause inflammation, increase oxidative stress, increases users' harmful chemicals exposure, and increases risk of cancer.
Put on your dating app when you put your profile down. If you're dating, hopefully you don't have to experience that. You don't date people who smoke or vape.
You know, I find it extremely disturbing when I'm in conversation with somebody. Actually, I had the other day, had a guy come over, fix my AC. He had a worker with him, and we're talking, and his worker pulls out this big pink flute vape.
Was it really pink?
It was pink. He starts sucking on it.
Is he gay?
I asked him.
Yes, he was gay?
I asked him. That worker, he starts sucking on it. Blows it out. I said, what is that? He goes, it's a vape. I said, are you gay? Yeah. And he goes, no, not at all. Why? I was like, oh, You missed an opportunity, but I don't know what that is. He's just a vape. I'm like, oh, okay. Have fun with that.
Oh, gosh.
Just if that's what you want to do, just a tidbit of hint to you, pick a different color. Go with a black one if you need to, or a white one. A pink one, you're a grown man, sucking on a pink flute, blowing smoke out. It's a little gay. Really gay. Just do yourself a favor. Get a better look with your life, because that's not it. Oh, and by the way, though, speaking of not being gay, RFK Jr., he says hospitals have to start serving better food now.
He's definitely not
gay. What are you, 22 pull-ups the other day still? I'm still impressed with that.
I was the other day, but I saw a video of him last year doing it. I have no idea.
So health officials have stated on March 30th now.
But some people could criticize because they weren't all the way. They didn't have his chin over the bar, which is, by the way, not a healthy thing for your shoulders.
I laugh when the armchair quarterbacks online.
Every single one of these guys, I asked them, can you do 22 pull-ups, any form whatsoever? Well, no. How many can you do? Well, I don't know. I think you probably can do one, maybe. I said, don't be criticizing the guys in that kind of condition in the 70s. I mean, leave them alone.
It was years ago. I was in the gym. So when I was training, I think with my buddy Clayton. I forgot who it was. So he brought somebody in there one time, and his friend was talking smack about dips. It was dips, or I think it was dips. And he was talking about, oh, yeah, man, you know, I do butch dips. I said, oh, that was big. I said, all right, let's do a dip contest. I think I reeled out 34, 35, 36 dips. He got over there, did like four. I said, don't talk to me again about dips. He never came back to the gym again. I forgot all about it. It's always funny how people got a big mouth, and so you got to pull the weight. Because the thing about dips are, the bigger you are, the heavier you are, the more muscle you are, the harder dips are. The same thing with pull-ups. They don't get easier the bigger you get.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. Billy Brown used to work out with me. This is way back 30 years ago. I mean, I'm in my 40s. We're all muscled.
Y'all train heavy back then. I'd poke my head in the gym. Come there, because I was like 6-7 years old. Iron clanking.
We were doing 250, 275 on the incline press. And I never forget, one day I was in there working out with him and Johnny. And I'll never forget, you know, I said, we're going to do a dip contest after we get done here today. So Billy goes, okay, great. Or maybe Billy's, I think it was Billy's idea. And he ended up just kind of sacking chest, not doing much. Because, you know, chest, when you do dips, it's chest. And it's chest and shoulders and triceps. And what's funny is, so we got done with, you know, doing the supersets. And we're all wiped out. You know, we're all pumped up. Billy jumps over there and does 50 reps on dips.
That's a lot. I can't even do 50 right now.
They were clean reps. And I think I got 40. I think Johnny got like 40. And Billy won.
Yeah.
And he still to this day laughs about it. And I joke with him. I'm like, well, you sacked that whole day. But if you can do 50 dips, I mean clean dips.
Shit, if you can do 20 full dips, I don't know a whole lot of people that can do full all the way down, all the way up 20 dips or 20 pull-ups, especially back to back.
I used to superset those with flies. That's a great exercise. Flies and dips. That's you want to pump your chest up.
That's the problem. I always found the bigger you got, the more tissue you packed on, the heavier dips and pull-ups got.
I remember you doing dips with, you know, like 100 pounds added to you.
I used to do 245s, 90-pound plates.
Just drop it to your hips.
Knock about 20 reps out.
I
try to watch my shoulders now. I like staying leaner, tighter, faster. I noticed that the heavier you start getting 230, 240, it's just, you're not that fast anymore, especially in full kit. The problem is when you're 240, you're strong, you throw on 30 pounds of body armor and ammo and gear, you know, you're 270, 280. Stuff starts getting heavy.
Bones start chipping in your ankles. Yeah.
Ankles start having fun after a while.
This is an interesting article, and it deals with hijacking religion. This is good. It's by Whitehead again. He's a good author. He says, how the Pentagon turned the Sermon on the Mount into a war manual. You're supposed to be humble and love each other. I mean, how can you do that? And it's, blessed are the merciful, for they be shown mercy. Blessed are those with a pure heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Matthew 5:3-12. And Pete Hegseth comes up and says, we negotiate with bombs. And then he claims to be a Christian. Okay? The language of modern government is the language of empire. It is a language of domination, retaliation, conquest, and control. And enemies will be crushed, and nations to be subdued, and dissenters to be silenced. Under the Trump administration, the language of empire has also been imbued with religious fervor that recasts Jesus Christ not as a peacemaker, but as a mascot for power, conquest, and control. And I read this, and I started reading through it. I thought, you know, he's really making sense. And then he said something here about Peter Werner wrote it this way. He goes, the marketing genius of Donald Trump, or whoever's promoting Donald Trump, I'm going to add that, is that he never sold himself to Christians as a Christian. He never sold himself being pious or devoted or merciful or forgiving or biblically literate or a faithful husband or a father or even a man of high moral standards. I mean, he's buddies with Epstein. Instead, he sold himself as their protector. See, here's the problem that we have. Now, let's stop for 1 second. I'll go back to this, what he said here in a second. But see, a family wants to be protected by their alpha male. Okay? Women want a man who's going to protect them. Now, don't start on me about this if you're a liberal. I don't want to hear it. Turn on another show. Don't want to hear it. just don't listen to me on this. Just go somewhere else. And I'm not being mean to you. I don't want to listen to it.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
Well, no. If you don't think, okay, you got a guy who weighs 200 pounds with a female that weighs 100 pounds, and you got a bunch of little children running around, and somebody decides to attack them in an alley, who's going to take charge here?
Well, now, if the female is self-proficient with a 43X and she runs comp guns, she may be pretty doggone fast.
Well, if both he and she have 43Xs, they pull them both out at the same time.
Hey, got dynamic firepower.
But the point is, barring the fact they have weapons, okay?
Okay. You know, I'm going with my 43X.
So a woman wants to be protected. You know, she wants to be able to have children. Yeah. But we've changed all that. Communism and cultural Marxism has changed all that with Gloria Steinem. Remember, she said a woman needs a man about as much as a fish needs a bicycle. She was CIA, by the way. All this to destroy basically the fabric of society and the nuclear family in the United States. So, you know, if a woman can't see her husband as a protector, if a husband is not the protector, they're going to look for somebody else to protect them, period. They're going to hire bodyguards. They're going to hope somebody else will take the charge here. So that's what he says. He goes that he sold himself as their protector. He didn't hide his cruelty or his belief that the ends justify the means. Doing so would have been impossible for him because they are central features of his personality. So he did the opposite. He presented himself to Christians, and he brought them into his Oval Office, and he had them pray for him. But he never talked about Jesus Christ. I know multiple pastors that were in his office laying hands on him, made the cover of magazines.
Yeah.
Okay? And he was the protector for the Christians. He was going to lead a new crusade against the Muslims, and he was their protector. So he did the opposite. He presented himself to Christians as a fierce, even ruthless warrior on their behalf, and it worked. He built a huge, loyal, fanatical following. Today, much of the evangelical world sees Trump's viciousness not as a vice, but as a virtue. So long as it is employed against those they perceive are their enemies, against whom they resent, and for whom they have seething hatred, they are happy with it. In abandoning the radical, disruptive, inconvenient Jesus, today's evangelical church in America has opted to replace him with a coarse, vindictive, political savior in the form of Donald Trump. Now, I'm not going to say that everybody in Christianity has done that, because they have not. But the reality is, a lot of people that I know that are Christians, it's all about Israel and all about Trump and all about killing Muslims. And you got to remember something. I'm not necessarily some big, you know, happy person about Muslims. I think the Muslims can be good. They can be bad. So there can be good Christians and bad Christians. The problem is, you can't hate somebody so bad that you want every one of them dead. That's not okay. That's not what Jesus taught. And so when you have a group of people come in now that are all these Christian Zionists, and they're saying, kill them all. Let Israel kill them all. Well, Israel ain't killing them all. We're killing them all over there. We're the ones doing it. We're the ones who funded Israel to go in and raise Gaza. We did that. And don't forget that if you're a Christian. So it's a mess.
Don't forget the fact that all Palestinians aren't Muslims.
Some of them are Christians.
An enormous amount of them are Christians. And don't forget that Netanyahu is funding Hamas with $35 million a month in cash through Qatar. I covered that last week.
The same Christians wholeheartedly supporting Trump's policy rooted in cruelty, deception, violence, and vengeance. He never stops lying about the war and will proudly display their crosses from flood social media with Bible verses and loudly proclaim Christ as the Prince of Peace. That contradiction is celebrating leaders who lie, cheat, dehumanize, and kill so long as those leaders claim to be on God's side speaks louder than any sermon. It tells the world that Christianity is not about following Jesus. It's about wielding power. This is not new. Power has always sought to co-opt religion. Politicians, court pastors, campaigns, mimic revivals, prayer rallies double as political launches, faith becomes a voting block, scripture becomes a talking point, yet there is always a price to be paid for proximity to power. And I have seen it over and over and over again with my friends who claim to be Christians, a lot of them are Christians, saying, gotta kill them all. And I'm like, that sounds like the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed he's the peacemaker. What the heck are we doing here? How do you convert somebody to Christianity by saying, I'm going to kill all the Muslims? It doesn't work that way. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some Muslims out there that are pretty bad. But let me say something else. Those people claim to be Christians are pretty bad, too. And so we got to realize that we need to be followers of Christ, not followers of somebody who wants to go out and shoot everybody. There were a whole bunch of people in Gaza who were Christians who died. Don't forget that. We killed our own brothers and sisters. Lutheran pastors coming out all over the place talking about what's happening in Gaza. Yeah. There's all kinds of people, you know, in Iran that were Christians that are dead now because they got bombed. And what it does, it doesn't make the Muslims want to embrace Christianity. It makes them really hate us. No, how much? No, now we're talking crusades again. Kill them all, both sides. Well, that's great. You know, maybe that's to reduce the population of the planet, Austin. I don't know. Maybe that's what they want. Who knows? Who cares?
This creatine.
Creatine. Oh, that's for brain health, man.
It's back. Muscle.
Oh, it's back in stock.
I got a bunch of it. I got a small amount of it after I filled back orders, but I had a bunch of it as of yesterday.
Well, it'll be gone.
You guys make sure you check it out on the site at healthmasters.com. We talked about it yesterday, 2 days ago on the show. Beyond Muscle, new research shows creatine powers the brain fast. Brain metabolism, cognitive performance, memory, attention, even mood support. Now, here's the thing I want to clarify. Again, I say this all the time, but for new listeners, a lot of times they talk about at least 2 to 3 grams a day, up to 5 grams a day for creatine. The reason why is almost all products on the market are creatine monohydrate, usually fairly cheap ones out of China. Some of them are decent out of Europe, but you have to use a lot of it because the vast majority of the creatine turns into what's called creatinine when it breaks down with hydrochloric acid in your stomach. It explains in detail. The body's general balance of how it absorbs creatine is not in the stomach. It's in the small intestines. So it's designed to be absorbed with food. Like, say you eat a really big, you know, say you eat a half pound of buffalo meat. It's going to be loaded with creatine. The creatine's absorbed in your small intestines. So what we did with this formula, and this is what they did with ABS Labs, why I use their products, because I'm a huge distributor for them, because it's the best one I've ever used on the market, is that it has a product in it. Give me center camera. It has pure pH buffered creatine out of Switzerland, and it's in basically a controlled release capsule that breaks down in the small intestines. So your body gets almost all pure creatine absorbed small intestines, and you don't get the conversion from creatine to creatinine. I have a really good friend of mine, great guy, business guy out of Orlando, been training for a while now. He sent me his blood work the other day, it was last week. His creatinine levels are through the roof on his blood work, which is the byproduct of creatine in your kidneys. You do not want creatinine elevated extreme levels for long terms. It really, really wears the kidneys out fast. He asked me, he goes, what do I do? I said, what are you taking? He goes, well, I've been taking this one, you know, post-workout formula. It's got like 10, 15 grams of creatine in it. And take this other one. I said, you got to cut that out, dude. I said, creatine's great for you when it's absorbed correctly. I said, this is a big trend they're constantly promoting now. You take 5 grams a day, 10 grams a day of this on a regular basis. That, if you're young and you're trying to bloat up, hold a bunch of water, okay, cool. But it's not the benefits you're looking for on this. When you want to have the cognitive effects of it, you can take anywhere between about 1.5 to 3 grams a day is all you need of this formula because you're actually getting it. It's the same concept of taking methylated B12 versus cyanide cobalamin B12 and your body having to convert it. And you get about 20-30% conversion.
I take 2 a day. That's it.
Right. That's a gram. You're actually getting a full true gram of Switzerland pH buffered creatine, and your body's absorbing it. You don't have to take 10 grams of it, and you break down and you get 2 to 3.
You realize that the few bottles we've got left for the back orders are going to be gone after today's show.
Well, I got to know. I've figured out how to get through this whole.
just say it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm covering it again, but I know. I got more on order. I'm trying to figure out this whole, and I didn't tell you guys this. This tariff thing's become a boondock with certain stuff. So my last shipment, it gets to Miami. They go, well, tariffs are owed, but tariffs aren't pulled, but there's no tariffs in effect anymore, but we're holding it for tariffs. Well, what does that mean? Do I have to pay you more money? No. Can you release my product? No. There's no tariffs. We know. We're trying to figure it out. And I'm like, so I think I've got it dialed in now. I think I've got it figured out.
2 studies found better overall memory performance with creatine supplementation, faster attention and quicker thinking processing speed, particularly noticeable memory improvements in healthy adults over the age of 50, stronger benefits seen with women and people over the age of 18 to 60, and improvements showed in both healthy adults and those under various types of stress. Helped with if you're sleep deprived, short-term improved sleep cognition.
Really good for sleep deprivation.
Oh, my gosh. Like my buddy Mike told me he used it going over to Europe and, you know, did it for jet lag. He said he had zero jet lag.
I started hammering it too after Hagman's. Usually I don't go to bed till late after Hagman's. I'm on purple sticks. So after you get in bed at like 1 or 2 o'clock, you're back up at 7, do another show here. Pop about 3 of those, which is about 1.5 milligrams, 1.5 grams, 2 grams before you go to bed. The ridge really good before you go to bed. That's one of the best times to take it is before you go to sleep. Your body digests it, reboots everything. And, yeah, you're probably right. I got to get past this whole thing with because there's going to be gone.
I'm sitting there thinking, well, yeah, a couple bottles left.
Well, I filled up all my back orders.
We have more back orders. Yeah, people love back orders. No, they don't. So yes, let's
it happens. So thank you for bearing with me on my back orders, guys. Another order, too, here says, the trendy macronutrient protein marketers are using to sell ultra-processed food. From protein bars to high-protein cookies, Americans are eating more processed food with added protein, all in the name of health. Now, I've told you guys this many a times before, read ingredients. I don't care if it says high protein on the front. If you're into training and exercise, don't be buying stuff just because it says high protein, because most cases, a lot of times, it's crap. It's about 79% of the products on the market that are saying high protein, now they're saying, is essentially ultra high processed or high processed food. So there's all types of other crap in it. And, you know, one of the best things you can take if you want to take yourself to work, if you got a cooler at least, sometimes that's hard to do, is boiled eggs. Boiled eggs are great, man. You take a bag or a Tupperware or Pyrex, you throw in, you know, 4, 5, 6 boiled eggs you cook, throw some salt on them, eat them throughout the day when you need them for a snack. They'll really keep your blood sugar stabilized, keep your protein levels up, help you recover, and they're easy, quick to eat, and quite frankly, they taste good, especially if you throw some sauce in there with hot sauce.
I just boiled another couple dozen.
Did you really? Yeah, there you go.
I did. Oh, by the way, Meta must pay $375 million for violating New Mexico law in child exploitation case.
$375 million.
A New Mexico state court jury on Tuesday held that Meta was liable for nearly $400 million in civil damages after a trial where the state attorney general accused a Facebook and Instagram operator of failing to safeguard kids who use its apps from child predators. Now, I don't like talking about stuff like this, but it's very, very, very real. The jury's verdict is a historic victory for every child and family who has paid the price to put profits over kids' safety, Therese said in a statement. Meta executives knew that products harmed children, disregarded warnings from their own employees, and lied to the public about what they knew. Today, the jury joined families, educators, and child safety experts in saying enough is enough. When the New Mexico's trial second phase, conducted without a jury, commences on May the 4th, a judge will determine whether Meta created a public nuisance and should fund public programs intended to address the alleged harms. The state lawyers also urge Meta to implement changes to its apps and operations, including enacting effective age verification, removing predators from the platform, and protecting minors from encrypted communications that shield bad actors. Guys, I'm telling you this, and we've told you this before. You got to protect your kids online.
Social media has turned into the number one hotspot for child trafficking now.
And it's also turned a number one hotspot for scams, for financial scams.
Scams or whatever. You can live again without money. These kids can't.
Well, they're buying and selling these children. Yeah. And see, this is all part of the group of people that run the planet.
This is all part of the child sacrifice network. My opinion, they accidentally or they failed to do this. That term to me is used loosely. My opinion, and I'm not claiming anything, it's just my opinion, most of these platforms on the back end of them, they know certain things that are going on.
Well, they said they tried to warn them. They ignored it.
They know what's going on. The reason why is because there's a lot of money in that industry, and it's unbelievably horrific. And remember, the guys that like free air, we've seen it with the Epstein files. This is what they like. This is their perversion. They think we're goyim. They want the kids.
Remember, the boys who breathe the free air were running hundreds of thousands of people through the Darien Gap and separating the children from their families. And then the children being trafficked.
800,000 children a year go missing, according to the FBI, on paper.
And then we got frozen children in the doggone freezers with Epstein. This is some sick crap. Nobody wants to talk about it. I don't blame you. I don't want to talk about it either. But these people, this is a sex, death, cult. Why do you think we're in Iran? It's to cover up the Epstein files. That's all this is. They don't want this stuff. This stuff is so dark, they don't want people to see it, because even as dumbed down as the American population is right now,
you don't touch the kids.
The people will have enough. They'd raise up with pitchforks and torches, and they don't want that. They want to keep it status quo with all of these perverts in Congress. Listen to Myron Fagan's tapes. I posted it again on the Illuminati and why they do what they do and why Congress has been completely and totally subverted now and why they don't do anything to stop this. So many of them are involved. Look, Kristi Noem's own husband's a damn pervert. Excuse my language. Okay, he's a weirdo. All right. I mean, she was HHS Secretary of the United States and her husband's cross-dressing on porn sites. I mean, this is some sick stuff. And these guys are involved in this stuff up to the top, all the way down. Why do you think 47,000 pages are redacted on Epstein's
stuff?
Why
do you think we're doing every single thing Israel Netanyahu demands? Every single thing. They snap his fingers. Trump goes, how high do you want me to jump? What country do you want me to attack? Mm-hmm. Who do you want me to invade? Yeah, here, Goyim. Go die for us.
Why?
Because Epstein was a Mossad agent and ran one probably the biggest honeypot expeditions with getting young children basically gotten for all these guys that are perverts, and they got blackmailed all of them.
And the IDF, we covered it at the end of the week, said that they will not allow their IDF troops to be in ground forces.
No. That one stinking dude from over there, I don't forget his name, he's doing an interview, and he goes, America needs to learn U.S. soldiers' job, their job is to die for Israel. He said this. To die for Israel. That's what the Marines are for. They're grunts. They're to die for Israel. Once they understand this, they're Gentiles, and their job is to die for us, then it makes everything a lot easier. He said it verbatim. I mean, and you can't make this stuff up.
I don't have to say about that.
I'm not even going to play the video. It's legit. One AI. I verify. I'm not going to give this guy credence. Such a piece of crap. And I'm sitting there going, you're talking about the Corps like that? You go say that to some of these boys in your face, see what happens to you. I mean, just gosh. Anyways, on a positive note, though,
we gotta go positive.
Well, this color thing was a little wild here. There's one that I had pulled up here. Yes, here it is. Good news: Pfizer and Johnson got fined another $12.6 million in bribes when drug approvals and government contracts. And here we have this company, people actually thinking they built things to save you. They make products that make me feel better. The shot's safe and effective. No, they reportedly paid at least $12.6 million. Pull this article up here. Let me just put it on camera four. They paid $12.6 million in bribes to win drug approvals, boost sales, secure government contracts, new analysis of international enforcement records show the kickback sham studies and regulatory payoffs distort prescriptions and drug approvals. No, duh. That's what they do. That's how they've always done this. Another one, misconduct in 2020, they paid $225 million in criminal penalties under deferred prosecution agreement. Guys, Pfizer is the number one fined pharmaceutical company in the entire United States. They are the most corrupt, and they are the most basically criminal pharmaceutical agency in the entire world. Why do you think they got the COVID-19 contract and awarded tens of billions of dollars up front out the gate? They didn't have a product to market. The product was already built by DARPA. They had to go in and do some botched clinical trials on it, say the shot was safe and effective after 90 days. First off, how can you even possibly say an experimental RNA injection is remotely safe after 90 days of testing it? It's impossible. It can't be done because it's not true. So, once again, always question who you're listening to, question who you're taking advice from, and when people say really, really stupid stuff again in the future, like this shot's safe and effective with a 96% safety rating after we've tested it for 90 days, call them on their BS and don't take it. Just let's not fall for this again. Kind of like when we say the war in Iran's going to be over in 2 weeks and we're doing it for your safety.
Flatten the curve, baby.
So Iran doesn't have any nuclear weapons. It's going to be good for you. No, let's not listen to this again, guys. Stand up, be voiceless.
You know, it's funny, Austin. We didn't listen to it this time. We got forced into this garbage.
Oh, we
did. Because the people who run the planet are the ones in charge of our government.
Well, no, but there's still a lot of public support to the evangelical churches. A lot more support than I ever expected on this.
Oh, by the way, here's some good support. Christian athletes are rallying around Jaden Ivey after the Bulls cut him and fire him following a criticism of Pride Night. He'd had enough of it. That Jake Nav is no longer Chicago Pride Bull after he criticized the NBA for celebrating Pride Night. However, he's been welcomed with open arms by a much larger team of Christian athletes who support his beliefs. Ivy, 24 years of age, posted a series of videos criticizing his former team, the Detroit Pistons, for hosting a Pride Night event, calling it unrighteousness. I like this guy, Austin.
I like him, too. I want to know whenever they're going to give those guys the opportunity to have a heterosexual night. I'd like just no, my question is that if you're going to have it one way, have it the other way, you don't get to have this unbiased aspect. Say we're unbiased, but we get to have our own thing, do whatever we want to do. Guys, thank you for the support. Thank you for putting up with us today on a Wednesday. You guys have a great evening. Purple Sticks, last day of the week on sale. I think Thyroid Support's winning. Check them out, healthmasters.com. And we have the cans in stock, too, if you need them.
Good.
Get pretty good, man.
And by the way, don't walk in fear. You walk in love, power, and a sound mind. You don't have fear. We have no fear with Christ Jesus. The war is won on Calvary. All we're dealing with is skirmishes now. And remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we have victory in him every single day of our lives.
Protect your kids.
Protect your kids. I love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.